our text verse tonight. We'll just use this for a text verse. We're going to share many, many verses with you tonight. And I never apologize for that. I looked at Philippians chapter 4. And I think we're done. I didn't get anything else. So I think we're done with the book of Philippians for now. Finished up with Philippians. And about 4:30 this afternoon, I believe the Lord let me know why. When he gave me this thought, I never thought about anything like this. Don't know that I've ever heard it preached like this. I know there's nothing new under the sun, but I have something tonight I believe is going to be a blessing to each and every one of us. The Bible said, Matthew 20:28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. I want to talk to you a little while tonight about the forgotten veteran. The forgotten veteran. How many veterans do we have in the service tonight? Would you stand, please? Today's Veterans Day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Amen. I say praise the Lord for you, men. Thank God for you. Thank you for your service. Brother Ralph, what branch did you serve in?
Army.
Army. How many served in the Army? Okay. Is there another branch represented besides the Army? Brother Merv, what branch did you serve in, Brother Merv? You say served in the Navy? Were you a Navy SEAL, brother? Amen. How many's heard on the radio or on the TV or something like that? How many's ever heard somebody say, be sure to thank a veteran? How many's heard that today? Somewhere in your day? And I want to thank our veterans tonight. And we normally do that on Sunday, but where Veterans Day fell on Wednesday, I wanted to do that. I asked Brother Houston to remind me. That's my backup plan, Brother Houston. But I tell you, about 4:30 today, the Holy Ghost showed me something that reminded me. And I want to share that with you tonight. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. I looked this up on the internet because I didn't really know the definition, the formal definition of a veteran. And it said, who is a veteran? By statute, a veteran is defined as a person who served in the active military, naval, or air service, and who was discharged or released therefrom under conditions other than dishonorable. In evaluating the evidence to determine whether the claimant is a veteran for the purposes of the Veterans Administration benefits, the Veterans Administration relies upon military service records. The Veterans Administration is bound by information that the service documents contain. Such records may include an original military service record, a copy issued by the military service with the certification that it is a true document, or a copy submitted by an accredited agent, attorney, or service representative with special training, who certifies that it is a copy. I'm about to bust. The forgotten veteran, amen. Who certifies that it is a copy of an original military service document or a copy of such a document. In addition, the document must contain data regarding the length, time, and character of the service, and the VA must believe that the document is genuine and accurate. Anybody got a clue where I'm going tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I wonder today how many have thanked a veteran, and I wonder today how many have thanked the veteran, the forgotten veteran, the Lord Jesus Christ. If what I'm about to share with you does half as much for you as what it's done for me, you'll be able to leave here and say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I want to break this definition down a little bit tonight. First of all, it's a person who served. How many knows that the Word of God said about Jesus, He came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. That's what the Bible said. And to give His life a ransom for many. I looked up the definition in the Greek. I didn't bother with the Greek word, not that it's not important, but the definition of that Greek word is to be an attendant, to wait upon, menially, as a host or a friend, technically, to act as a Christian deacon, minister, serve the office of a deacon. Now that's what Jesus took on Himself when He said, I didn't come for somebody to serve me. He said, I come to serve others. Amen. What a blessing. My life verse is, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. When we're talking about the forgotten veteran tonight, the first thing in the list, it's a person who served. Listen to Matthew 12:15 and following. But when Jesus knew it, He withdrew Himself from thence, and great multitudes followed Him. And He healed them all. And He charged them that they should not make Him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. That's what this servant has accomplished. He's brought victory. And the Bible said the last thing here, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. I don't know about you, but I thank God for Jesus tonight. I thank God for our veterans. Don't you get me wrong. Amen. I just wonder, in the good old United States of America, how many people has bowed a knee today and thanked God for Jesus, the Son of the living God. Most of the time, they don't even thank our veterans, let alone thank our Lord and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to think about this. A person who served, and then it says, in active military, naval, or air service. And I'm just going with it the way the Lord led me. In active military, the Bible said in Psalm 24:8, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Amen. What a Savior we have tonight. What a veteran we serve tonight. The Bible said in Zechariah 14:3, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, even when he fought in the day of battle. This is speaking of, I looked it up, the references, and it's speaking of when the Lord fought for Israel at the Red Sea, amen, and allowed them to cross and escape from Pharaoh and his army. The Bible said in 1 Samuel 17:47 concerning David and the battle with Goliath. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. I say thank God tonight, Brother Ralph, when we get done praying, let's just onward, Christian soldiers, amen. We're serving under a veteran tonight, amen. That's leading a mighty army, amen. Thank God, we're going to make it. We're going to be victors. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. The Bible said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Our Father chose His Son, the Lord Jesus, to be a soldier. And He's chosen you and I in the Christian army to be a soldier for the Lord Jesus. Jesus didn't get tangled up in this world. Amen. But Jesus did those things that pleased the Father. I want to give you this tonight. Think about this in active military. Our veterans fought for the freedoms that we enjoy. Wait a minute. I'm not done yet. Some of them willingly. How many of you veterans are veterans willingly? You went down, signed up. How many were drafted? So some were drafted. What that mean? That mean you didn't have no choice in the matter. Uncle Sam sent you a letter, right? And you had to show up. Amen? Now, I'm not making one above the other, but I do want to make this distinction. Jesus wasn't drafted. Jesus willingly went to Calvary. Listen to what the Word of God said. Jesus said, no man taketh it from me. Talking about his life. I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. I don't know about you, but that blesses me. You say, well, I don't know what that's got to do with freedom. Well, how about this? If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you'll be free indeed. That's exactly right. Amen. I thank God for America. But there's a lot of people that live in this free nation that aren't free. How many knows what I just said? Amen? They're living in bondage. They're living in bondage. But Jesus came to make us free. Now, I'm trying to proceed. I don't know what time it is. I want to leave time for prayer. That's the second thing. I've got seven, but it'll get closer. Amen? We're getting closer to the end the further we go. Amen? Think about this. The third thing it said here, a person who served, active military, naval, or air service, who was discharged or released therefrom under conditions other than dishonorable. Now let's talk about Jesus, that forgotten veteran, for just a minute. See how he was discharged. Glory to God. Amen. Listen what the Bible said. The Bible said, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven. It's talking about when he lived. Which said, thou art my beloved son. In thee am I well pleased. You say, preacher, that's while he's living. I thought you were talking about the discharge. Well, let me tell you something right now. I just wanted you to see that from the time he was born, while he lived, to the time he died, nothing changed. He was honorable in his birth. He was honorable in his life. He was honorable in his death. He was honorable in his resurrection. And he's honorably sitting at the right hand of the Father today. Amen. Making intercession for you and for me. The Bible said in Luke 23:46, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. John 19:4. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Glory to God. When the chief priests, therefore, and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. I thank God for our veterans tonight, but they would be the first ones to tell you, you can find fault right here. Say amen. I might have got an honorable discharge, and I'm sure you did, amen, from the military. But thank God Almighty, there's one here that was without fault, without spot, and without blemish. What a commanding officer we have tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for we have not a high priest, which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Listen to Jesus in his discharge. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Hallelujah. He said, listen, I'm going with honor to the Father, and with honor, I'm going to send you another Comforter. Amen. The blessed Holy Spirit. Listen to this. 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels,
preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up the glory. I don't know about you, but I'd call that an honorable discharge. Glory to God. What a Savior. What a veteran, the Lord Jesus Christ. It seems to me like he lines up pretty good with the definition of what it would take to qualify to be a veteran. He was a person who served in active military. He was discharged or released therefrom under conditions other than dishonorable. Thank God. Now let me give you this tonight. The VA or the Veterans Administration relies upon military service records. Y'all got a record, don't you? Amen. Every one of our veterans have a record. Well, guess what? So does Jesus. Amen. Listen to what the Bible said about Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. There had to be a military service record. The Bible said in Psalm 119 and 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." How many believes there's a record right here in front of us? The Bible said in 1 John 5:10, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son." We've got a record. Glory. Glory. The Bible said in John 21:25. Now listen, it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger than the King James Bible. He said, "Preacher, how can it do that?" How about this? "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that be in glory." God gave us enough to believe, but he said the world wouldn't hold the books that would tell everything the Son of God has done. Praise his name. I believe there's a good record, don't you? An original military service record. Praise the Lord. Now listen to this. A copy must be submitted by an accredited agent, attorney, or service representative with special training who certifies that it is a copy of an original. Have you ever heard this argument? Where are the originals? When you're talking about the Bible, have you ever heard that? You're with me, ain't you, Brother Steve? Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, there's a service agent that is certified that we have a copy of the Word of God. Amen. I'll get to it in just a minute. An accredited agent. That would be the Holy Spirit. "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." You say, "Preacher, what about an attorney?" I believe Jesus make a good one. He said, "My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. But if you do sin, you have an advocate." You know what that word's talking about? That's talking about a counselor. That's talking about a lawyer. That's talking about somebody that represents you. Glory to God, he's better than Perry Mason. He's never lost a case. "He that cometh to me," he said, "I'll in no wise cast out." What a blessing. The Bible talked about here, Jesus, the advocate. I got this thought today. It dawned on me as I was studying. The Bible said here, the submitted by accredited agent, an attorney or a service representative with special training. You know, I believe those men, holy men of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. How many believes they had some special training? How many's ever seen the movie Sheffy? That bunch wouldn't, ordain him? Because they thought his training wasn't up to snuff. Glory to God, he had some special training, like Elijah did, like John the Baptist did, like holy men of old did. Amen. Had special training. Praise God. Accredited agents, the Holy Spirit, the attorney, Jesus. Think about this for just a minute. Satan is the prosecutor. You know what the Word of God said? He's the accuser of the brethren. I like what that one songwriter said. Go and tell Jesus on me. Go and tell Jesus on me. When my faults and failures you see. If you are my brother, don't go tell another. Just go and tell Jesus on me. You know what? Satan don't do that. He goes to tell the Father. But aren't you glad we have a representative in the courtroom? We have an accuser, but thank God we have an advocate. We have one that'll say, Father, he's mine. Father, he might be guilty, but I've paid the price. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. I think he's a wonderful, wonderful Jesus, a veteran, forgotten in many circles. I want to make sure that we don't forget our veterans. I want to make sure we don't forget Jesus. I believe he lines up with these descriptions pretty good. Listen to this. The document that I read, it then says this. The document must contain data regarding the length. How long did he serve? Help me. We got a document, don't we, Brother Rhodes? We couldn't answer that question without the document. The time, when did he serve? Let's just round it off 2,000 years ago. And then not only does the document need to talk about the length and the time of his service, but it needs to talk about the character of his service. That's wrapped up in John 8:29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things which please him. He never missed it. He never missed it one time. The Bible talked about all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means to miss the mark. Jesus never missed the mark. I didn't mean to say this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it needs to be said, I believe. They call it Hollywood. A better name for it would be Hellawood. They make movies and stuff like that and try to portray Jesus as having lustful thoughts. I say, God help. I don't even know if they know his name, let alone who he is. Holy, harmless, sinless, the Son of God, tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. I believe that, don't you? By the way, if that's not true, if the virgin birth is not true, actually the miracle in that birth is in the conception. The Holy Spirit of God conceived in Mary, and she brought forth a son. Holy, holy, holy. The document must contain data regarding the length, the time, and the character of the service. I'm about done. That's pretty good, ain't it? We did 18 things one Wednesday night. Well, we can do 7 in a breeze. Amen. Listen to this. The last thing that I saw here, that said the VA, or the Veterans Administration, must believe that the document is genuine and accurate. How many of the veterans can testify to what I've been reading here tonight about? Amen. I mean, you don't just walk over there, Brother Houston, with any kind of piece of paper, amen, and we say, well, I'm not sure when I served. I'm not sure what branch of the military I was in, but y'all need to do something for me. It don't work like that. Amen. The last thing, the Veterans Administration must believe that the document is genuine and accurate. You have the word history, and I don't know how many years ago I heard this, but somebody said, really, history is his story. Think about that. How many believes his story is genuine and accurate? I'll guarantee you this, the administration in heaven that really counts. Yeah, yeah. The United States thinks they've got a Supreme Court. You wait till they stand in that one, amen? But that administration knows that the record is genuine and accurate. Listen to this. Matthew 5:18, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Matthew, I thought this was interesting. Listen to this. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Mark 13:31. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Luke 21:33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I don't know about you tonight, but I believe the administration is convinced that the record is accurate. The record is complete. And the record, country folks say it like this, is genuine. Hallelujah. Amen. It's genuine. I want to say this before I forget it. This is in another form of a prayer request in a way, but it fits right here. A while back we had lunch with the work crew. How many members that? How many members praying? I'm going to leave it like this tonight. There's evidence that the Holy Ghost of God is taking the record that was shared with them and working. I hope I get to tell you like Paul Harvey the rest of the story. I'm going to leave it right there for tonight. There's evidence. This record is genuine. This record will not pass away. Veterans Day, radio, TV. Have you thanked a veteran today? There's a veteran among us that is not often looked at as a veteran. He is the Lord Jesus. I believe after tonight, Brother Ralph, every Veterans Day, we'll try to remember, won't we, brother? Not only our veterans, but the one. Turn to Joshua. I don't know where it's at exactly, but I'll find it. I know where it's at on the page. Some of you might know where I'm going. I didn't mean I didn't know where Joshua was at. I don't know where what I'm looking for is at. Of course, I know Joshua's in the Bible. Joshua. Glory. Chapter 5. And it came to pass when Joshua was by. Oh, chapter 5, verse 13. I'm sorry. I am so excited I can't stand it. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Somebody tell me, who is the captain? I'll tell you who it is. It's none other than the Lord Jesus. I'll tell you why you know that. When it's an angel, the angel will never allow anyone to worship him. He'll tell you to worship God. But this is a theophany. This is an appearance of the pre-incarnate Christ. And thank God he's still the captain tonight of the Lord's host. And like David said, we need to remember this. The battle is the Lord's. We need to remember this too. We're not fighting for the victory. Brother John, I don't know how long ago it's been. It's been probably over a year, brother. Maybe 18 months. Brother John said something to me, and I don't remember exactly how it went. But he was talking about God's people and the Mully Grubs. He said, I read in my Bible that we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We're not fighting for the victory. We're fighting from the victory that was won at Calvary. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. Someone said one time, said Satan's the only one that he knew of that didn't have the keys to his own business. Jesus took them away. What about that? How'd you like to have a business and you couldn't have the keys? It'd be like y'all asking me to be your pastor and wouldn't even trust me to come in the building. Wouldn't even give me a key. Amen? Old devil ain't got the keys. Thank the Lord tonight. I just want to say this tonight. We're going to gather in this altar. And I want to just, on purpose, thank the veteran that was mostly forgotten in this great country that we call America today. I know they have ceremonies, and I'm not against that. I am not against that. Many of our men and women are hurting today like you and I don't even have any idea how they hurt. Brother Gary, many mothers and fathers. I wonder what they think, Brother Gary, when they see somebody burning an American flag. Or when they see somebody stomping on an American flag. I tell you, Brother Steve, if my boy had been over there and come back without any arms or without any legs, and some of them come back without arms and legs, all he got left is a stump. I mean, he knows what I'm talking about. I believe it would aggravate me. It might get me in the flesh. It about does now, Brother Rose. America's got a lot of ills. Got a lot of woes. But I tell you, God's people ought to be patriots. Somebody help me right there. It's still the greatest nation on the face of this earth. Brother Houston, we still enjoy freedoms. But y'all didn't even know if you'd make it back. Because you're willing to go. And I just want to magnify this tonight. The freedom that we enjoy of all freedoms was bought and paid for in His blood at Calvary. Well, did it help you? It helped me. The forgotten veteran. We don't have to call it the tomb of the unknown soldier. Two things. I know him. And he ain't in there no way. He got up. And he ascended back to the Father. Brother Brian, come on. I'm going to sit down. Not because I want to, because I have to. Amen. I hope that was a blessing tonight.